The police commissioner, from what we've been told, has been was arrested over gun-related charges. Now he's facing about 10 gun-related charges and another charge of incite to murder. That's the charge he's been that's the new charges he's been arrested with. The acting police commissioner who gave the instructions has been suspended by cabinet pending an investigation into the handling of the arrest, we've been told.
What was the problem with the handling of the arrests?
Look, at this stage, I cannot give you too much details because, of course, this is the subject of the investigation. But from what we've been told, that the way some the arrest was done was not proper in accordance to police protocol.
Okay, well, how is the assistant police commissioner then suspended?
Well, he was suspended by the cabinet. You know, all we've been told is that he's been suspended and there's an inquiry pending.
There's not much information out there about this, is there?
No, there's not.
I suppose this means that a lot of people in Samoa are speculating because that's the national sport, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, people are just going, you know, so people are basically just waking up to the fact of what's going on. Apart from, you know, of course, you know, that the fact that we've got some senior police officers suspended and there's a pending investigation and there'll be a court case. But this, you know, keep in mind that this has been going for a while now. You know, the police commissioner has just come out of another, you know, charges where he was suspended, and the charges were just dropped last week.
It seems that you know, this sort of thing is causing a bit of embarrassment. I've been looking at this on social media over the last few days, and a lot of Samoans use the word embarrassed as a result of all this.
Well, you know, it is embarrassing. I mean, this is for us. And, you know, this is as close as we get to what's been happening in some of our neighboring countries. I mean, you think of the police and, you know, you've got police officers turning against each other. And what happened on Monday was a classic example. There was a scuffle down at the police station. And, you know, this is all part of the investigation that's been launched by Cabinet.
Well, it sounds like a very serious thing. How is this going to be resolved? Is there a way forward for this? Is it going to be a court case over this? Will it be sorted out?
I think, look, you know, there obviously will be a court case as, you know, the police commissioner now has to contend with new charges, and then we've also got the investigation. I think what needs to happen is that we need to let this settle and then find out what exactly happened, and if there's any, you know, with the charges against the police commissioner, if there's any grounds or any evidence with those charges.